This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. And coming up, we'll have more magic records. Yeah, songs that have magic in the title. And for the countdown today, we've gone back not as far as we usually do, to March of 1966. And last week, astronauts Neil Armstrong and David Scott soared into space in Gemini 8. The flight was the world's first orbital docking. Gemini 8 hooked up with a vehicle called Agena. Now, Scott was supposed to have a 2-hour spacewalk, but after the docking, the capsule and the Agena began to roll, and the crew had to undock. But that didn't help. They began to spin even faster, about 1 revolution per second. Luckily, the crew didn't black out, and Armstrong was able to use the capsule's re-entry control thrusters to stop the roll and head back home. The spin had been so bad, the crew was still nauseated after splashdown, some 5 hours after undocking. Turns out a short circuit in a thruster caused it to fire erratically. The first in-space system failure of a U.S. craft happened this week in 1966. And on our music countdown this week, we're in the top 40. At number 36, it's Eddie Arnold.
I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go. I wish I were glass, so you could see through. Then you'd know before you ask that I wanna go with you. I wanna. What else can I say? I wanna go with you. I wanna go with you to that other world, the one your love takes me to. I wanna go with you.
That's Eddie Arnold, I Wanna Go With You. At its peak of number 36 this weekend in 1966, it made it to number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart and was a favorite among the country songs for 6 weeks. We are looking back 60 years on today's show. Let's see if we can find some good gossip. Well, the big talk around Beverly Hills is that the very tanned and handsome actor George Hamilton has a new lady, and he's brought her home to meet his mother. And this isn't a typical Hollywood starlet, but rather the daughter of the president. She's Linda Bird Johnson, and she'll be celebrating her 22nd birthday in a mansion filled with about 125 celebrities. And Hollywood is weighing in on politics. Robert Vaughn, the star of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., made a trip to Washington last week, announcing that the Hollywood community is very much against the war in Vietnam. Vaughn is one of the first from Tinseltown to speak out against the war, and he believes in direct negotiations with the Viet Cong. And actress Patricia Neal is recovering remarkably from 3 massive strokes that she suffered during pregnancy last year. The 40-year-old can now read a novel, even though slowly. She walks well, except for a slight limp. And she was in London last week to attend the British Academy Awards, where she was named Best Foreign Actress for her role in Harm's Way. And if you're looking for a fun new game, well, how about this one?
We have a new one, it's the Twister. Just you are twisted and tangled, Mr. Twister. Spin the spin and call the chop. Twister ties you up in a knot. That's Twister. Yeah, Twister.
Right foot blue.
Right foot blue.
Left hand red.
Left hand red.
Left.
Right.
Yellow.
Blue.
Green.
Yeah, Twister. You gotta play Twister in your stocking feet. Crazy color sheet. That's Twister. Yeah, Twister. Tonight's the best games in the world.
Then Twister. I'm Twister Bradley.
Oh, you gotta get it. Yeah, Twister.
From MB.
Milton Bradley's Twister, a brand new game here in 1966. And sales would really shoot up in May when Ava Gabor played it with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. Ah, Twister, fun for the whole family. Well, maybe not every family. It might not work out so well at the Smothers house.
Mom always liked you best.
There you go. What do you mean?
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and you and Mom...
Why do you keep telling me Mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, Mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know?
And you always picked on me. You and Mom, my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because Mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why?
Never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She, oh.
Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew Mom liked you best. Your Mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
Touchy, touchy.
Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more than
everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me. I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything. I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't...
Crying,
I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog. Hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? And I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Now, hold it a minute. Before we go any further, you know you had your own pet already.
Crummy chicken.
Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it. You
said, I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster. And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get up their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either. You had a bicycle.
Now, hold it down. Hold it down. You're just getting excited. You had a wagon. That was a good wagon.
One wheel.
What'd you do with the other wheels?
Well, it was hard for the chicken to pull that one wheel wagon.
Listen.
You never liked me, and you went on hikes, and...
You know why you didn't get to go on hikes? You never would accept it.
No, you even had a dolly.
A what?
A dolly. My brother had a dolly.
You shut up. Up about my doll.
You had that dolly. I remember you and your dolly. I said, Mom, don't give me a dolly. I always liked my brother. Mom says, always like your brother. And I like my brother. We used to hang around and do things together about once every 3 or 4 months. He'd say, come on, Tom, let's go smoke some Crayolas.
I certainly did not say that.
You did too.
Crayolas. I did not. It stains your teeth.
You go on hikes.
That's right. We went on hikes because dogs and boys go on hikes. You can't take a chicken on a hike.
Frank was a good hiker.
Listen, all the guys knew Frank was the best hiking chicken in the block. The reason you couldn't go on a hike, you couldn't keep up. You in that crummy wagon. But you want to know the real
reason? Fastest one-wheel wagon around.
All right, Tommy, but you want to know the real reason. Is that it wasn't your place to go on a hike with us. We liked you, we liked the chicken, but boys and dogs, they go on hikes together, they're buddies, you know? A little boy even sleeps with his dog. You've never realized the place for a boy and his chicken. Chicken coop. You should have kept that crummy chicken in that chicken coop, Tom, and away from my dog.
My chicken killed his dog.
Tom and Dick Smothers, the Smothers Brothers, making people laugh here in 1966. That was the title track from their latest LP, Mom Always Liked You Best. Well, now it's movie time. Debbie Reynolds leads an all-star cast in The Singing Nun. She's joined by Ricardo Montalban, Greer Garson, Agnes Moorehead, and Chad Everett. For comedy movies, there's the silly Don Knotts in The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Promise Her Anything has Warren Beatty and Leslie Caron. And a couple of spy comedies. There's Dean Martin in The Silencers, along with Stella Stevens and Victor Buono. A movie, by the way, with one of the greatest title sequences of all time. And there's also James Coburn in Our Man Flint.
Say, what does that eagle attack mean? He's been trained to recognize and attack Americans. The anti-American eagle. It's diabolical.
More from the movies this weekend in 66. If you're looking for action and something just downright odd, there's Faster Pussycat Kill Kill from Russ Meyer. Something a little more mainstream with Harper. There's some big names in that. Paul Newman, Lauren Bacall, Julie Harris, Arthur Hill, Janet Leigh, Robert Wagner, Shelley Winters. More big names in The Chase. Marlon Brando, Jane Fonda, Robert Redford, E.G. Marshall, Angie Dickinson. There's The Money Trap with Glenn Ford, Elkie Summer, also Rita Hayworth and Joseph Cotton. Laurence Olivier in Blackface is fantastic playing Othello. And there's the thriller The Spy Who Came In From the Cold with Richard Burton.
What the hell do you think spies are? Moral philosophers measuring everything they do against the word of God or Karl Marx? They're not. They're just a bunch of seedy, squalid bastards like me. Little men, drunkards, queers, henpecked husbands, civil servants playing cowboys and Indians to brighten their rotten little lives. Do you think they sit like monks in a cell, balancing right against wrong? Yesterday I would have killed Munt, because I thought him evil and an enemy, but not today. Today he's evil and my friend. London needs him. They need him so that the great moronic masses you admire so much can sleep soundly in their flea-bitten beds again. They need him for the safety of ordinary, crummy people like you and me.
You killed Fiedler!
How big does a cause have to be before you kill your friends? What about your party? There's a few million bodies on that path.
Richard Burton with Claire Bloom in The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. And there's a couple of Jimmy Stewart movies playing this weekend. The Rare Breed with Maureen O'Hara. And The Flight of the Phoenix with Richard Attenborough, Peter Finch, and Ernest Borgnine. And the film featured an Italian love song sung by Connie Francis. This is Senza Fine.
Say, Lord.
That's Connie Francis and Senzafine, the love song from the motion picture The Flight of the Phoenix. Hey, and last week the Grammys were handed out. Tom Jones was named the Best New Artist. Herb Alpert had the record of the year with A Taste of Honey. We'll hear him with the Tijuana Brass a little bit later. The Best Female Vocal Performance went to Barbara Streisand. And Frank Sinatra, at the age of 50, captured two Grammys. He won for the top album for September of My Years and Best Male Vocal Performance for this record. It was a very good year.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
It was a very good year. That was Frank Sinatra with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra from his album September of My Years. Now, the song was originally written back in 1961 by Irvin Drake, and he composed it specifically for Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio, and the trio did record it for their album Goin' Places. But then in 1965, Sinatra recorded the song and made it an all-time great. And it won a Grammy in March of 1966, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is magic. And usually we think in terms of tricks and illusions and sleight of hand, but when it's used in music, it represents an emotion or a special feeling, like it does here for Perry Como.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Here's Perry Como's 1958 hit, Magic Moments. It was accompanied by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. Well, now's a good time to get away from it all. And we've got a couple of nice exotic locations picked out. First up, Bing Crosby.
South Sea Island magic is made of the light from the stars. Breezes from the mountains and music from native guitars. South Sea Island magic has taken possession of me. I'm content forever to linger and dream by the sea. Do you recall our meeting at a campfire that blazed near the ocean? A single word of greeting was the start of an endless devotion. Moonlight, firelight, starlight, and songs that are old but still new. South the island magic has brought me the magic of you.
Mm-hmm.
and songs that are old but still new. South Sea Island magic has brought me the magic of you.
Tropical Magic. There's the Gene Krupa Orchestra from 1941 with the vocals by Johnny Desmond. Now, the tune was introduced in the film Weekend in Havana by Alice Faye. And we also heard Bing Crosby with South Sea Island Magic. He was accompanied by Dick McIntyre and his Harmony Hawaiians. I'm doing my best David Copperfield imitation today with lots of magic songs. And now, abracadabra, I make the Frankie Masters Orchestra appear. This is The Magic of Magnolias.
Magic of magnolias in the night. It made us fall in love, magnolias in the night. For you and I were together, strolling under the trees. It came, it saw, it conquered us. That that heavenly breeze. And now that we're apart, magnolias in the air still whisper to my heart that you will soon be there. And once again we'll share that fragrant delight, magic of magnolias in the night. Once again we'll share that fragrant delight, magic of magnolias in the night.
From 1942, Frankie Masters and his orchestra with the vocals by Lou Hurst, The Magic of Magnolias. That was featured in the film Glamour Boy. And it's a song of magic for today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's March of 1966, and survey song number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100 that weekend was from Herb Alpert. Herb Alpert is hot here in 1966. He has four of the top 200 albums. And that was the title track from his upcoming release, What Now, My Love? The single was at number 35 on the charts this week. And on the flip side was a tune from his number one album, Going Places. And it was record number 32 this week, Spanish Flea. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and Spanish Flea, record number 32 this week in 1966. And we got to hear it every morning at 11:30 on ABC TV because it was the theme song for the hit news show The Dating Game. That debuted back on December 20th. Other new shows on the tube this year: Batman comes out of the comic books twice a week on ABC, and both nights are in the top 10. Other new shows: Days of Our Lives, The FBI, I Dream of Jeannie, which you hear in the background, and Get Smart, The Wild Wild West, Hogan's Heroes, The Dean Martin Show, Big Valley, I Spy, Lost in Space, and Green Acres. And top five in the rankings: the Thursday edition of Batman, then Red Skelton, The Lucy Show, Gomer Pyle, and number one, Bonanza. Now, Roger Miller's going to get his own short-lived TV show on NBC in September. Right now, though, we're happy enough to buy his records. His latest hit is Husbands and Wives.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can. Some can't and some can. Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
That's 30-year-old Roger Miller with Husbands and Wives. A few weeks ago, it hit its peak on the Hot 100 at number 26, but this weekend on the Easy Listening chart, it's at number 5, heading up to number 2. We're back in March of 66 today, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com, the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com, and be sure to follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, too. All right, our final piece of magic today. Let's do it. Magic music has been our theme. For this final trick, I'm going to saw somebody in half. Just need a volunteer first. I'll get one from the audience right after we listen to Ralph Flanagan's orchestra. With vocalist Harry Prime, this is If I Had a Magic Carpet.
Wonderful places we'd see, with you by my side, the way we would ride, where sweethearts are longing to be. If I had a magic carpet, We'd both make a wish and we'd start. Then by tropic shores, my lips would meet yours and promise we never would part. We could travel to the lands we're dreaming of. The world unfolds for those in love. We'd buy some Persian lace in Baghdad's marketplace, and then along the way we'd stop at Mandalay. If I had a magic carpet, through each distant city we'd roam. If I'm there with you, my dreams will come true, for anywhere with you is home.
Last hour, we had Eddie Durham's band doing Magic Carpet. Well, there, Ralph Flanagan's orchestra, If I Had a Magic Carpet, featuring the vocals of Harry Prime. That was a record from 1950. Oh, and by the way, our final trick of sawing an audience member in half, that's been canceled for undisclosed reasons. Otherwise, I hope you've enjoyed the magic today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our Spotlight Year 1966. And the top news story of the day, the war in Vietnam. President Johnson is convinced that the patient and sustained application of U.S. power will eventually carry the day in Southeast Asia. Last week's actions justified that view. In 8 separate operations, ranging from the northern uplands to Saigon, U.S. troops and their allies killed nearly 2,000 of the enemy. As far as the political climate in Vietnam, in Da Nang last week, there are protests against the U.S. and the government of Premier Nguyen Cao Ky, mostly by students, and the Viet Cong, of course, were quick to exploit the unrest. The number of troops in Vietnam now totals 190,000, and this weekend demonstrations are held across the U.S. against the war. But as the president said in his State of the Union address on January 12th, the U.S. will stay in South Vietnam until communist aggression has ended.
Because a just nation cannot leave to the cruelties of its enemies a people who have staked their lives and independence on America's solemn pledge, a pledge which has grown through the commitments of 3 American presidents. We will stay because in Asia and around the world are countries whose independence rests in large measure on confidence in America's word and in America's protection. To yield to force in Vietnam would weaken that confidence, would undermine the independence of many lands, and would whet the appetite of aggression. We would have to fight in one land, and then we'd have to fight in another, or abandon much of Asia to the domination of communists. And we do not intend to abandon Asia to conquest.
Now, even though the anti-war movement is growing here in March of 1966, and you can find plenty of protest songs in the popular music of the day, the number one record in the country is a patriotic song saluting the U.S. Army Special Forces. It's Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler and the Ballad of the Green Berets.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3
when the Green Beret trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Barry Sadler was a Vietnam veteran. He was severely wounded in the knee while leading a patrol in the Central Highlands in May of 1965. And he wrote the song in tribute to his comrades in arms. And the Ballad of the Green Berets tapped into a patriotic fervor among Americans who were growing tired of the protesters and longed for the celebration of American heroism. The Ballad of the Green Berets was a million seller, and it stayed at number one for 5 weeks, including this weekend in 1966. Hey, and that's it for this week's show. We are all out of time. I've enjoyed having you here, and I look forward to seeing you back again next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.